I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another windfall comes to Syria as the EU lifts economic sanctions. Some measures will remain in place as the bloc closely watches where Syria's new government takes the nation. Sam Hill with Redemptive Stories says
there's still deep concern and fear among all the minorities that this new government does not have the right visions of what a pluralistic society could look like for them.
Pray earnestly for the Syrian church. Economic pressure has pushed many Christians to leave their homeland. The threat of persecution adds more impetus. Yet Samuel says many who could leave choose to stay for the sake of Christ.
They're saying that more than ever, they're seeing other minority groups like the Alawites and the Druze respond to the gospel, and the Kurds in the north.
And are you looking to downsize during spring cleaning this year? Well, here's an idea. Jason Wolford with Mission Christ says his ministry is accepting donations of Bibles and Christian reading materials in good condition.
They get palletized, boxed, sorted, and then we put them on sea containers and send them out to our distribution points around the world.
For example, South Africa receives 4 such containers each year. In the most recent shipment, a gang member's mother came across a Bible with commentary for prisoners.
She told this young man that it came from American Christian and it came just for him.
He was skeptical of the Bible. But when his mother told him it was a gift,
he started to cry because he said it was the first time that a stranger had done anything for him, and now he's reading this Bible.
Learn more about how you can get involved with this effort. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.